Hi, everybody. It's Larry Grover, and welcome to the Larry Grover Experience with me, Larry Grover. And I also have my mother, Gloria Grover, who's been a part of my life, a part of my success, yes, a part of all of my struggles as well. And it's my mother, Gloria Grover, is here.
And let me, can I say something?
Go ahead, mother.
And let me say that I've been a part of Larry's successes more than I have, I would say, your failures, Larry. And I don't mean to point out, I'm not trying to say you're a loser or anything.
All right, thank you very much, mother. We can move on.
I'm just saying.
I understand what you're saying. We have a lot to get to today, so I'd rather not sit here and...
Sit here and what, Larry? Oh, my God, you're doing the jerk-off.
Mother, why in the hell would you... And so, thank you very much for joining us today.
Well, you did it, Larry.
Thank you very much for joining us today. We have a very special guest, Mother. I don't know if you've met Coach Vernon Dozier, but he does a thing called the Pro Football Report. And I talked to him, and we had a series of phone calls.
Series of phone calls?
Yeah, I'm sorry, a series of... Not about phone call. No, not a series of fern calls. That has a specific meaning. No, I understand. We had a series of... What do you mean? What specific meaning?
I think he's talking about sexual orientation, Larry.
No, it does. I misspoke, Coach. All right. We have with us here today Coach Vernon Dozier of the Pro Football Report. As you know, Coach Dozier oftentimes reports on the goings-ons in professional football. He himself is a coach, and he's going to talk about the playoff games. And they were very good.
Oh, I understand the playoff games, Coach, were very exciting.
Yeah, they were very exciting, and a lot of unusual things happened, and I hope to get into those. And also, I want to express, I don't want it to come off like I'm too enthusiastic.
Well, let's get into this, because you have said, my voice cracked there.
Yeah, Larry, you just went, yoo-hoo.
I know that, Mother.
Why don't you take a drink of that?
You have... good water. You have been very vocal in your criticisms of football. I've also heard Phil Hendry, who is the owner of the platform we're on right now, the Phil Hendry Show platform.
Yeah, I'm aware of him.
Okay. I've actually heard him echoing many of your sentiments. Are you turned off to football? Is that it?
I wouldn't say I'm turned off to football. I'm just, I'm bored with it. But they keep asking me year in and year out, these people over at the Phil Hendry platform and some of the people like at the Ludovico Network, the sports net, they ask, like, hey, Coach, why don't you do your annual playoff report? Okay, I'll do it. I'll do my annual playoff report.
No, it's not all that interesting to you, huh?
It's not the most interesting thing in the world for me to be doing. I'd much rather be just kicking it on a beach right now, belly boarding. And
do you like to surf, Coach? Do you do that?
No, I don't surf. I don't have the physical ability to surf. But
Right now, right here, we're looking at the replay of the Kansas City Chiefs and the Kansas City Cincinnati Bengals. And you picked Los Angeles and Kansas City.
Yeah.
And it's going to be Los Angeles and Cincinnati.
Right.
And so how do you feel about that?
Well, I felt that it was going to be L.A. and Kansas City because I felt that the Los Angeles Rams were the best team in the NFC, no question about it. If they beat the Tampa Bay Buccaneer, that's all. And after Green Bay got washed out, then that was all she wrote. I didn't think there was going to be any question at all that they'd be able to manhandle and just not only manhandle but kind of patty cake and flip up and back and forth in their hands and stick them against a wall and peel them off and look at it and leave it there and go and have lunch. And
all right, well, what's you're talking about who?
I'm talking about the 49ers right now. And that's exactly what the Los Angeles Rams did. They toyed with them. They played with them. They poked at them. And then finally they just put a big, you know, frying pan and just smashed them down like they was a bug, you know.
And you're talking about a football team with men, human beings.
Yes, that's what I'm talking about.
All right. I mean, I just was curious because it sounds so destructive.
Well, I don't mean it is destructive. That's what happened. I mean, football is a violent game.
That's right, Mother. Football's a violent game.
Larry, let me hear from the coach because...
I know, but...
But Larry, you agree with me, right?
I do.
And, of course, you haven't played football, have you?
No, I have not played. Mother wouldn't let me play football. She allowed me to play soccer.
I wanted Larry to only play soccer because it was a freeing game where you would sprint The shorts were inexpensive, and I could sew them. I could sew little patterns on them.
Yeah.
You could sew patterns. Okay, well.
You got a problem?
I've got no problem with soccer. No, not at all. And to see Larry, you felt good just sprinting down the field?
It felt freeing, yes. I could just...
Larry would run down the field and go, woo-wee, and kick the ball out of bounds. And it didn't matter. You know, we would say to him,
Mother.
No, wait a minute, Larry. We'd say, Larry, kick the ball toward the man who's in front of the big net. And Larry would just kick it out of bounds or into the stands and go, see?
I didn't know what you were...
All right, well, it's a game that you got to learn.
Exactly. I was in the process of learning it. And for me, it was just fun to sprint down the field, and they'd kick the ball to me, and I'd just kick it as hard as I could. And one time I kicked it way up into the top of the grandstand.
Right, but you're not supposed to do that, Larry.
I figured that out eventually, Mother, but by then I was bored with the game.
What, did you play any sports competitively, like through high school?
I played running. I ran.
That's called track.
That's track.
Okay, yeah, I played that.
Well, all right, you're part of a team, though.
Yeah, I was on a high school team. I ran track. Actually,
it was cross country.
Oh, all right. So you ran cross country.
I ran cross country. And, one day I heard someone honk at me. I was out running cross country and I turned. It was my coach and he's hanging out the car.
Oh, this is a great story.
Well, not really. He's hanging out the door saying, where are you going? And apparently I'd run all the way up to, the Sepulveda Pass where I grew up in the Culver City, so
it's cross country. Is you're not supposed to just keep running.
I know that there's a course, but I was running and running, and they didn't know where I was.
I had to call the school, and I said my son's in the cross country, and they said, "Well, we'll send out." They sent six or seven of the coaches and some of the players in their cars to sort of scan the area, and eventually they called the police. Yes, they did, Larry.
Well, the coaches, he came up behind me. I was up on Robertson, and I'd run, I guess, about, I don't know, 8 or 9 miles.
Well, didn't you know you're supposed to come back to the...
Yeah, I did, but I lost track. I was lost in thought.
It's what happened to Larry on the soccer field. He'd be sprinting down, kicking the ball, and I'd say, Larry, kick it into the goal. And he'd go, okay, yeah. And he'd kick it, and it would fly way up into the grandstand. He'd go, look at that. See what I did, Mother?
Mother, I didn't know at the time you're supposed to...
You got to, all right, I don't want to talk about that. I want to talk about football.
Well, that was football.
I mean American football.
Oh, that's what it's called, right.
Yeah. Okay.
You want me to do it?
Yeah, go ahead. So we were talking about the Los Angeles Rams and the San Francisco 49ers, and you called that coach beautifully.
Yeah, I did. I picked that one. I knew it would be the Rams all the way. The 49ers are a good football team, but they do have that quarterback, Garoppolo. I don't know how to pronounce that name, but...
Jimmy Garoppolo.
Well, you do that very well. Jimmy Garoppolo.
What's your name again?
Mother, you know...
Just wants it. It's Jimmy Garoppolo?
It's Jimmy Garoppolo. You know, you must be a Ram fan. You're trying to just run the guy's name around.
I don't care whether the Rams stay in L.A., move back to St. Louis, go back to Cleveland... or disband. It doesn't make any difference to me, so please don't count me as a Ram fan. Henry used to be a Ram fan, then he...
Yeah, well, Phil, that's something else I want to get into. Phil stopped being a Ram, and Mr. Henry, and a lot of people stopped being Ram fans when they left L.A. and went to St. Louis.
Right, and that sounds like a pretty logical thing as far as, I don't know about you, but that, the team that I root for and I support turns around and leaves town, then I'm not a fan of that team anymore. And then when they decide 20 years later that the grass ain't as green as it was over in St. Louis, why don't we come on back to L.A. and pretend like we never left?
You understand?
I understand the feeling of a lot of Ram fans, yeah, I do, that it feels like they took it dry, warmed, yes, they warmed it up under some water, but still...
All right, Mother, thank you very much.
God damn.
Well...
All right, we're talking here with Coach Vernon Dozier. It's Pro Football Report here on a Larry Grover Experience on the Phil Henry Show, and it is my pleasure to be the host here today, and...
Me?
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, so... the Rams played the 49ers. Now they had their problems. They had their turnovers. And I'll tell you, there was one almost interception by the 49ers there in the third or fourth quarter. I forget when. The ball was right in the defensive back's hands. He dropped the ball. That would have killed that Ram drive. and eventually would have turned the ball over to San Francisco, who could very well have gone on to score. However, I'm not a guy that likes to play what if. You know, the game could have been won at any point by the 49ers, and they just were not able to, because the L.A. Rams showed that they were a superior ball club.
Now, what about the fact the 49ers had beat them six times? You know,
that stuff doesn't – regular season doesn't mean diddly squat. When it comes to the playoffs, friend, all bets are off. When it comes to the playoffs, you look in the mirror – and you decide whether that's a man looking back at you or whether that is, in point of fact, nothing more. Forgive me, Ms. Grover. Whether that is, in point of fact, nothing more than some roaring, just raging pussy.
God,
well, I'm sorry, but...
Coach, we've heard about you losing your temper.
I'm not losing my temper, but I just... Please bear with me. I just...
This goes back to when you were coaching.
It goes to my coaching. It goes to my playing. It goes to the days that I was struggling for a starting spot there in the Canadian Football League when I finally made my way to start quarterback in college and everything. You know, I'm out on the field, and I'm sweating buckets.
Yes.
And I am trying and trying and trying over and over and over, running play after running play after running play, trying to, you know, connect with the receiver, timing route after timing route. The coach coming over, chewing you out a new one. And what do I see? As I'm working my tail off, I'm looking at all these... Jesus.
Yeah, a lot of...
I'm looking at all these pussies.
All right, let's take a break.
No, I just want to say, I'm looking at all these...
Pussies.
Yes. Taking water breaks. Going over and getting a salt tablet.
Okay. Why don't you sit down, Coach? And
I am sitting.
I mean... Just sit down further because you look like you're about ready to... Larry Grover here along with Gloria Grover and my mother. And this is the Larry Grover Experience as we bring you today's Pro Football Report with Coach Vernon Dozier. And we'll be coming... You all right?
Yeah, I'm fine, yeah.
And we'll be coming right back.
The Larry Grover Experience featuring Coach Vernon Dozier and today's Pro Football Report will return right after this.
I'm Gloria Grover. Do you have a Phil Henry Show backstage pap smear? I'm sorry, a backstage pap, a backstage pass.
Backstage pass.
A backstage pass? You do? Well, then you don't need to be listening to this. But if you don't, if you do not subscribe yet to Phil Henry's website with 45,000 plus hours of full radio shows, digicasts, videocasts, pre-shows, audio, video, yeah, you've got to get it, and you've got to get it now. And when you get it, squeeze it tight, because there aren't too many things that are sure in these difficult times.
The world-famous Phil Henry Show Backstage Pass for a month or for a year. Get it at philhenryshow.com. The greatest value online, other than porn.
All right, welcome back here to the Larry Grover,
Larry Grover Experience.
All right, Mother, I've got the Larry Grover Experience. I'm Larry Grover, and we are very, very proud to host today's Pro Football Report, which is Coach Vernon Dozier, and he was breaking down the Los Angeles Rams and the San Francisco 49ers, and
I just want to...
Go ahead, Coach.
I just want to bring... I'm not trying to say that anybody out there on the 49er team was exhibiting those things I was just talking about, you know.
You were talking about men. You were using the P word, which I didn't appreciate.
Well, I'm sorry, Ms. Grover, but I...
Mother, the coach is trying to... He has to communicate and express himself the way he wants to, Mother. This is something you never get.
Oh, Larry, why don't you butch up and let him drop?
God damn.
Oh, yeah, right. I'm trying to tell you...
That's all right, that's all right. Ms. Grover, you're absolutely correct. I should watch my language. But I look back on a career in football, coaching and playing. I look back on a career spanning some 40 years, coaching, playing, sweating, striving, trying always to bring excellence out of myself as well as the young men that I coached. And I have nothing but the greatest admiration for great, tough ball players. I saw some tough ones out there. I think Garoppolo...
Jimmy Garoppolo.
I'm sorry. I think Jimmy Garoppolo is a tough player. I think he's a guy that hung in as much as he could. I didn't think he had a very good offensive line. In fact, all those guys in that offensive line, what we do when I coach is when I see guys fail so miserably, like that 49er offensive line feel. I have them go out and dig their own graves.
Oh, my God. Are you kidding?
Yeah, but, Mother, it's just kidding around. It's not serious. I make them feel as if they're digging their own graves. I put the headlights on them. I have the coaches all wear short-sleeved shirts and start talking in a southern accent and,
What the hell? That's racist.
No, it's not. It's no, not really. It's just, God, that would scare me. I got white kids, black, I got them all down in there, okay? They're all digging their own graves.
Yeah, but you have them.
Look, don't turn this into something innate, okay, Grover? I'm trying to tell you about me and my method at coaching. And if I had guys like that, if I saw my offensive line perform like the 49er offensive line did, you would be doing gravedig duty, and I'd have these guys just out there till well after dark, just chink, chink, you know, the shovel hitting the rock, and then, you know, doing all the stuff.
I get it, Coach.
Yeah, because the way those guys performed on that game yesterday, I would not have them on my team. I'd cut them, and I'd say, you guys can leave now. You can go play for another team, go home to your
mommy
if you want to. But I don't want a whole bunch of
pussies
playing for me.
All right, Coach, Coach Vernon Dozier talking about the 49er and the Ram game yesterday for the National Football Conference Championship. That's what it's called, right? The National Football Conference Championship?
Yeah, that's what it's called. They usually don't say it, you know, grinning from ear to ear like you just took a hit of some kind of gas.
Larry, you look like you took a hit of gas.
I'm smiling because I'm enjoying. Oh, boy. God.
Now, Coach, the other game that was played.
Mother, I'm the host.
I know, but just I want you to recover a bit, Larry. The other game that was played was the AFC Championship game between the
Cincinnati Bengals.
The Cincinnati and the Kansas City Bengals, I thought.
No, it's the.
It's the Kansas City Chiefs, Mother.
That's all right, Larry. I got it. It's the Kansas City Chiefs.
Oh, the Chiefs. Now, what does that mean?
I'm sorry?
What does chief mean?
It means the chief.
Yeah, Larry.
It's like the Chiefs, like an Indian chief.
I thought that wasn't allowed anymore.
I mean, there's some cities that are sensitive to that kind of thing. Some football fans and other football fans don't care. The Kansas City football fan doesn't care. They
yes. They walk all over the ritual of Indian.
I don't want to judge, man, but Kansas City, Atlanta, these are cities that are kind of south, southeast, you know, and they probably not a lot of brain cells to go around in there. It's okay.
Oh, that's great. Now we're going to get mail from people within the south.
Larry, don't bitch out now, okay? You've been doing so good. Don't throttle it forward to full bitch, Larry. You're hitting boat wake.
Oh, yeah. Aren't you something?
Well, you saw that videotape.
All right, I'd love to hear you guys argue, but I want to get to this game.
Go ahead, Coach.
The Kansas City Chiefs and the Cincinnati. Now, this is a game the Chiefs should never have lost. They were leading 21-3 at the half. Patrick Mahomes had a good half. They were playing outstanding. Then all of a sudden, Mahomes went to sleep in the second half. This is one of the reasons why I don't think that young man, he's won a Super Bowl. So we got to give him that, you know, beat San Francisco a few years ago.
Now, they won the Super Bowl over who?
They won the Super Bowl. Larry, oh, God, I don't get to say.
Well, they beat the San Francisco 49ers. That was back in 2020. It was February 2020. That's 2 years since then. Last year, they were in the Super Bowl against Tampa Bay, and they got, as they say, excuse my language, man, but they got their asses wrapped, put on a platter, put in a box, mailed to them. Then the guy that sent that came to their house, got the mail, opened it up, and handed it to them.
What?
Their asses.
Their asses, Mom.
Oh, they got the ass handed to them after it was mailed to them.
Yes, after it was gift-wrapped and mailed to them. See, that's what I'm saying when I say the Kansas City Chiefs, probably worse than San Francisco, far worse than San Francisco, went out onto that field and decided, I think for this entire second half, I'm just going to go full-throttle bussy.
Coach,
no. That's what they did. They throttled it forward. They hit boat wake. The boat went sideways. The figurative boat of their season went sideways. And they just
went full pussy.
They just went pussy. All you saw was a full team of pussies going headfirst into Pussy Lake.
Coach Vernon Dozier is breaking down the NFC-AFC title games for us. All right. Let's talk about the effort of the Cincinnati Bengals.
The Bengals never gave up. They just never gave up. They kept hitting. They kept sticking. They kept swarming. And they found a way. They found a way to win that game.
You don't sound like you watched the game.
I didn't.
Well, then how can you...
I can... What do you... What's to comment on? I don't need to... The thing about the NFL is you don't even need to see the game to comment on it. I didn't see... I saw one half of the Kansas City game. I saw three quarters. Oh, I think I saw the whole Rams-San Francisco game. But it doesn't make any difference. I saw the Cincinnati Bengals make plays, and I saw that young man Burrow, the quarterback, make plays, and I saw Patrick Mahomes standing on the sideline, especially in overtime, never coming back out onto the field, watching these Cincinnati Bengals driving the ball down to field goal range, that big pass play to Higgins, setting up that first down. Kansas City secondary looked like somebody had just rolled a hand grenade. Look, Kansas City secondary looked like they were all getting ready to go, all set to play some football. Someone rolled a hand grenade right into the locker room, and their brains blew clean out of both sides of their heads, right out of the ears. Then the run. Then the pass. Kansas City gave up.
Oh, now that's quite a charge.
When you talk about a team giving up, my God.
Yeah, that's what they did. They gave up. There was no defensive plan. The blocking by the Bengals was beautiful on that last drive that drove them into field goal range. And next thing you know, a team that doesn't belong in the Super Bowl. No way do the Cincinnati Bengals belong in the Super Bowl. That's why my prediction.
All right, now we're going to get to your prediction in just a minute here with Coach Vernon Dozier as he is giving us the Pro Football Report.
I think it'll be the L.A. Rams.
Oh, man.
Oh, Coach, why did you do that? We're going to go to a break.
I don't give a good sweet Jesus. You think I care for 1 minute about these pussies think? God, I'm just...
You take this personally, don't you?
Yes, I do, because you want to know something? I should be up there. I played in Canada. I should have played in the States.
Coach Vernon Dozier, and, well, you heard him. He predicted the L.A. Rams will win. We'll get back into why he thinks that when we come back here on the Larry Grover Experience, here on the Pro Football Report, here on the Phil Henry, you know...
Platform,
yeah. Hey, Ward Nuxley, you know, it's a great time to be a Phil Henry Show subscriber. It's a great time. This is the winter months of 2022. Soon it will be spring. And then guess what? The summer months. And you can't be out on the boat at the beach. You can't be out doing your favorite recreating without the Phil Henry Show website by your side. All those great comedy bits and the great comedy material and a lot of the great comedy bits.
Yes, it's a great time to have a Phil Henry Show subscription. The summer months, the barbecue, the sun, the bikinis, walking on the beach hand in hand with what? I don't know.
Yes, there's nothing like the summer and Phil. The summer Phil. I got my Phil with a subscription.
Yes, the Phil Henry Show subscription for a month or for a year. As the summer months come upon us, you should open your mind to the possibilities of
the summer Phil.
The greatest value on your loins other than porn. I'm only kidding. The greatest value online other than porn.
Okay, back to our final segment here on the Larry Grover Experience with me, Larry Grover.
And I'm Gloria Grover.
And with me is Coach Vernon Dozier for the Pro Football Report. Well, we heard the coach basically boil it all down, saying that the reason why the San Francisco 49ers and the Kansas City Chiefs lost is because of a lack of intestinal fortitude.
I put it down to it. You could call it intestinal fortitude. But what happened out there, where there are two football teams that lacked just one thing, they showed up with everything, equipment, footballs, they showed up with a game plan, they showed up with athletic prowess and ability, they showed up with desire. But the one thing that the Kansas City Chiefs and the San Francisco 49ers did not have, they didn't have
their mummies. Oh, my God.
That's how I feel.
Oh, what a thing to say.
Well, that is exactly how I feel. If only they would have showed up with mommy, they would have won.
Coach, have you ever thought of checking yourself into a facility?
If by facility you mean cat house, yes, I have.
Oh, my God.
The Larry Grover Experience.
With me, Larry Grover.
And me, Gloria Grover.
And their special guest, Coach Vernon Dozier, has been executive produced by Phil Henry for Siempre Incorporated. All rights reserved on Podcast One. And for all you pro football players out there, want to make it to the Super Bowl? Make sure you bring your
mama
to the next football game you play.